Kiss FM, Sisney, this is a segment really dedicated to you and your fans. I have Jerry Greenberg from Sugarfish Sushi on the line. Chef Nozawa and Jerry, co-founders of Sugarfish Sushi, which is popular here in LA and across the country. And two words, and if you order it, you know it. When you say trust me, you can trust them.
Yep,
and
you really can't
trust a lot of people, but you can trust them. Jerry, trust me. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how are you? Good to meet you.
It's good to meet you, Jerry. So, co-founder of Sugarfish, well, what is it? What is it about Sugarfish? Because everybody who has been there loves it and can't stop going there, and you've figured it out. What is it about Sugarfish Sushi?
I think it's just the focus on the quality. Nozawa has been doing this for almost 50 years, but we've got a team of people that lives every day just to make sure every bite is right. And I think that simplicity of just doing the best that we can each and every day does show through. And when our guests love it, nothing makes us happier.
I'm looking at the trust me image right now of the little box that comes. I want it. My stomach's growling. I second guess myself. Is it okay to order sushi delivery when it's hot outside?
We think yes, of course. It's funny also now with outdoor dining being the way that things are going, we've never served sushi outdoors. But as far as to go and eating it outside, we've seen people eat it at the beach and other places. But you generally should eat raw fish, shortly after you receive it. So I think that's important.
Okay, so Sugarfish is currently open for pickup and delivery through Postmates. And are you seeing an increase in delivery?
Since the beginning of this pandemic, absolutely. When it first started, we had to pivot to 100% to go. We had a nice little to-go business, but it had to change dramatically. And at the time, we made the decision to keep all of our people hourly and management-wise. And our team did a great job of building a bigger business. So it's bigger than it was. I can't say that our business is operating the way that it used to, but the team's done a great job to transition as well as we can. And the guest support that we've received over the last 3-4 months has been fantastic.
There's no bigger fan here than Sisney, who used to sneak it. She used to go stop there on her way home and tell her husband she was still at the office.
Yeah, well, I would eat lunch there because we'd get off so early from the morning show, and then my husband would go home from work, and he'd be like, "Oh, do you want to get Sugarfish tonight?" And I'd be like,
I just had it for lunch.
We love it. Thank you.
Just so I explain this, trust me, which is the most popular item on the menu, it includes some things, but the premise was what? What was the premise of trust me?
So Nozawa's, omakase in a Japanese restaurant, let the chef decide, and Nozawa, which has been, Chef Nozawa opening restaurant in 77 in L.A., had a riff off of that, which he called Trust Me. And so then as we created Sugarfish together, we took that idea, and then for in the restaurant or now to go, the Trust Me, which starts as a progression of tuna sashimi and then nigiri or sushi and then ham rolls, but in a to-go, it's a cut roll. So it's really a progression of a meal that's a play on the Japanese omakase, and that Nozawa used the phrase trust me, which we've used now for 13 years.
Jerry, I appreciate that walk down memory lane, the Nozawa history there. Congratulations on creating a great business, and take care, Jerry. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
And they'll deliver sake and beer, too.
Coming up next, I got a keyword for a grand.